And if it was 30 years ago, that's 91. So we're looking at 30 years ago. I was a junior in high school. And I don't know what we got in southern Indiana, but I don't remember that day. But obviously it was something much more hairier on that day up here in northern Indiana. Hey, Russ, good morning. Happy birthday, man.
Yeah, the ice storm happened on my birthday, by golly.
And it was actually, it fell on that day?
It fell on that day.
Okay, wow.
It was God's birthday present to me.
Well, you probably work for 38 hours straight or 72 hours straight or something crazy like that.
We went 232 hours without a song.
232 hours.
It's about 10 days before
okay.
we made our first song.
Yeah. And to get back up and running after 10 days was quite a feat at the time, wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Our FM tower went down. So I went out with Marty Hiddle to the 99.7 before it collapsed. The next morning, it fell down under 8 inches of ice.
Wow.
But while we were out there trying to get it back on the air, we had ice bombs. There were ice chunks falling down from the tower going through.
Wow.
Through the roof, and it was like, yeah, Marty, we need to get out of here.
Yeah, wow.
So on the air, not on the air, and about 10 o'clock the next morning, I think it collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
That was one thing. And so WILO 1570 carried the day, and it was one more example about the way this community, gathers around, takes care of the people that are vulnerable, and works together as almost like one body. The
mm-hmm.
arms, the legs, the eyes, the ears. And then we would have special programs of, I remember we couldn't even open up the studio at 1401 West Barner, so we had to be out of the transmitter, and I hot-wired the microphone right in to the transmitter, so we didn't have any preamps, no amplifiers, nothing. No, and it just hot-wired, so it wasn't very loud.
I put that in our promo. I put that in our promo, you've heard, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, our history promo.
Oh, the hot, we used to talk about hot-wired? Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So after 10, we was able to get back on the air after 10 days, when you and Vern and Marty or whoever went out to the Shine 99 Tower.
Vern wasn't even here. He was down in Missouri.
Okay.
He was building KFAV down there.
Okay.
So he helped rebuild the tower up here.
That's what I was thinking.
And
yeah.
I kept us on the air with a great team of people.
So he's working it from both ends to meet in the middle.
So I was working to try to keep people informed and entertained and up to date, and he was busy ordering steel
right
and tower climbers, and we actually had Shine 99 back on the air before some people got their electricity.
Amazing.
That's how good a job Vern Casper did.
Hey, Russ, I want to bring someone else in the conversation here real quick. I'm pretty sure he's got a memory or a thought. Daryl Sanders with EMA, good morning.
Oh, yes, I'd love to hear what he says.
Hey, Daryl.
You know, 30 years ago I was on the fire department and I happened to be assistant chief in charge that day, and I knew at 10 o'clock in the morning we were going to have problems. But that day we had 58 calls with power lines down, and one time we had 3 house fires going at one time.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
Wow.
So, it was war, wasn't it, Daryl?
It really was. We were without power at my house for 15 days. But luckily, I got a hold of a generator. One kind of funny story I'll tell you. We had a guy that called the fire department. He was a little upset, and he said he had bought a generator, and he woke up in the morning and his house was cold, but he could hear the generator running. So he went outside and someone had stole his generator and had a lawnmower sitting there running.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
So he thought he still had his generator, but actually it was a lawnmower with 3 wheels on it.
Wow.
So,
gosh.
But it was a very trying day. We were at the fire station for like 36 hours, and of course the whole city was without power, but it was a challenging day, but that's a day I'll never forget. That's the most calls we've ever had, to my knowledge, on the fire department in one day. We had 58 calls with power lines down and
And then the aftermath, right, of the
sure.
the month yeah. later or whatever, mm-hmm. yeah.
This was right after Hurricane Hugo, so there were crews that were just finishing up at Hurricane Hugo, and I think you guys may have gotten a phone call of some guys with big generators and, hey, where should we go? And because
right.
they knew that there was a problem. And so somehow you or whatever bird dogged the fact that the radio station needed a generator, and sure enough, this guy showed up that he just finished up in Hugo. He had this great big honking 25 kW or 35 kW generator. We put it out in front of the radio station, and it kept us on the air. So then that allowed us to move from the transmitter with a little Honda generator back to 1401 West Garner, and he was out there, and you know, we paid him a couple $3,000 just to rent that generator, and we did not have one advertiser cancel at all. We were able to make up every single spot. That was amazing.
Wow, that's amazing.
Thousands and thousands of dollars worth of ads.
You know, the only bright spot about the whole thing was we got our infrastructure as far as new poles and new wires for City Light and Power. So they were, a lot of them had to be replaced. So that was the good thing about it when it all boiled down. So, hey, I'll get off here and leave you alone. That's just what happened at the fire department that day. So you guys have a good day.
Thanks,
you too,
Darryl.
Take care.
Appreciate the phone call this morning. Yeah, that's boy, those memories. I can only imagine.
Well, just remember, you can't flush toilets. So there were probably yellow spots in the snow.
Right.
You know, all kinds of things you wouldn't think of that had to happen. And we had to put announcements on so that people wouldn't bring their charcoal gas grills inside to keep them warm because of the carbon monoxide.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had to put special promos on when they got the gas reconnected, you know, the natural gas
mm-hmm.
part going again. Don't come in and turn your lights on because now you had power and you could do a spark and your pilot could be out and your whole house is filled with gas.
Oh, yeah.
And if you turned your electricity on, bling,
bling. Oh, man. Wow. We were very fortunate that didn't happen.
There was a lot of stuff that we had to communicate. And then people got
sure.
really ticked off because in Lebanon. And why would people get ticked off in Lebanon during the ice storm?
That's what I was going to ask.
We were using up all of their laundry coin-operated machines.
Oh, okay. I see.
Clinton County was like... en masse, would go down to Lebanon and use their laundry machines, and they wanted to go to do their laundry.
Right,
their ice was more rain.
Right, right.
And then north of us was more snow, so we were right in the sweet spot.
Boy, that's amazing how that happened. Hey, Russ, I appreciate the phone call this morning.
Yep.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay, thank you.
All right.